Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we ended June with a marvelous, marvelous Sunday, and God met with us, and decisions were made for the Lord, and just a great spirit all day long in the services, both morning and evening. And I hope it was that way where you were, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart, that you were in your place, and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And now we head into the final few days of June. Friday, we turn the calendar to July 1. Of course, celebrate Independence Day 1 week from today. And we'll have this coming Sunday on July 3rd, our All-American Sunday. We recognize how many states are in the present in the service. That's the state in which you were born, where you come from. We're, of course, many times scattered all over the country now, and we always enjoy seeing where folks were born. And our choir will do a salute to the armed forces, and we thank the men and women who have served our country. And it's just a great Lord's Day. It really is. And we're thankful to be in America. And she surely isn't what we want her to be, and she isn't what she has been in the past, but it's still the best place, I believe, on this earth to live. And I'm so thankful that we live here in our country and for the freedoms that we do enjoy to gather and to do what we're doing right now, talking about the Word of God and preaching on the radio. And so we look forward to a great Lord's Day on Sunday. Now, if your Bible's close by, John chapter 18, please. John 18, and I'm going to look with me, if you would, at verse 31. Then Pilate said unto them, Take ye him, that's Jesus, and judge him according to your law. And the Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? And Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? And Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? And Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, and I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. And Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. I want you to understand the scene here, as Jesus is before the governor, Pontius Pilate, who heard the accusations against him. He does not know these things, the customs of the Jews or the religion of the Jews. He doesn't understand it. He's completely ignorant of Jesus of Nazareth. So he asks him a question, What hast thou done? You know, you can learn a lot just by the questions in the Bible. As I thought about that question, what hast thou done? Wow, I started thinking about the things Jesus could have said. He could have said, I created all the worlds. For all things were made by him, or without him was not anything made that was made. Not only that, the Bible says it's by him all things consist. He holds it all together. He could say, What have I done? I left the glory, and I laid aside my robes of royalty from the throne of heaven, and I came to earth to be born of a virgin, to grow to manhood, and I began to call men to follow me, and I ended up choosing 12 who I called disciples. And I healed the sick, and I raised the dead, and I calmed the storm, and I fed the multitudes, and I preached the gospel, and I performed miracles. Oh, Jesus could have said so much in answer to that question. But here's what I thought. Why don't we do this? In answer to the question, what hast thou done? Let's call in some witnesses, shall we? To tell us what he has done. Oh, I see a man coming in right now. He looks like a Roman centurion. Oh, sir, tell us your story. Well, I had a servant whom I loved very much, was very dear to me. And he was sick. He was at the point of death. And I went to Jesus. And I asked Jesus if he might just speak the word. I told him that I was a man under authority and I knew how it was. I could just speak the word and I believed people would carry forth my orders, and I believed if he spoke the word that my servant could live and he could rebuke that illness and that sickness. And Jesus did indeed speak the word. And I went home and guess what? My servant was healed. He was well. You ask me, what has he done? I'll tell you. He healed my servant from the point of death. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your testimony today. Well, here comes a woman. Yes, ma'am. And who are you? Well, I'm Peter's mother-in-law. I was sick with a fever. Oh, I was miserable. I tried everything I knew and nothing would break the fever. And I was getting very weak and I was just laying around. I was miserable. But Jesus came in, and as soon as he touched me, the fever left. In fact, I felt so good and felt so energized, I got up and fixed a meal for everybody. You ask me, what has he done? I'll tell you what he did. He miraculously took away my fever and made me well. Thank you very much. Well, here comes somebody I recognize. I think you're Peter, are you not? Yep, that's me. Well, let me tell you what he's done. I got into a ship with some of the other disciples to cross the Sea of Galilee, and a big storm came up, and the waves were covering the boat. And I just remember thinking, most of us were thinking, we're not going to make it. Now, Jesus was with us at this time, and he's sleeping in the back of the boat. And we went and woke him up. And you know what he did? He stood up, and he rebuked the wind and the waves, and there was a great calm. And let me tell you about another time. This time he sent us across the Sea of Galilee, only he stayed and he went up to a mountain to pray. Oh, and that night we had another terrible storm. And we're fighting to take care of the storm and to try to get to the other side. And it was just in the wee hours of the morning. And Jesus came walking on the water. Yeah, what has he done? I saw him walk on water. And guess what? I asked him if I could get out and walk on the water to come to him. And he said yes. And so I got out on the water, and I walked on the water too until I got scared, and I looked around at the waves and the wind and the sea, and you know what? Then I started sinking. And I said, Lord, save me. And you know what he did? All of a sudden, he reached out his arm, and he saved me, and the next thing I knew, we were in the ship. And then the next thing I knew, we were at the other side. Oh, I could go on and on about the things I've seen him do. That's what Jesus has done. And thank you, Peter. I appreciate your testimony today. Well, here comes someone else. What's your name, sir? My name's Jairus. I was a ruler in the synagogue, but I had an only daughter, 12 years of age, and she was dying. And the fact is, I didn't know it, but by the time I reached Jesus, she was dead. And when I arrived with Jesus at my house, they'd already started the funeral music. But Jesus ignored all that. And he took her, he went in the house and he took my daughter by the hand and he said, Maid, arise. And guess what? My daughter sat up. My daughter was made whole from that very hour on. What has he done? He brought my daughter back from the dead. He healed my daughter. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your testimony. Well, here comes a little boy, a young man. Hey, young man. He goes, yes. Let me tell you my story. Okay. Well, I was listening to Jesus one day. A crowd of people was there. I didn't know how many. They tell me there were 5,000 men besides the women and children. And Jesus, I heard him say his disciples, tell his disciples that he wasn't going to send everybody away hungry. And one of his disciples, I think it was Andrew, came to me and said, well, I told him, you can have my lunch. It's not much, but it's something. And he brought me to Jesus. And, you know, Jesus took my 5 loaves and 2 fishes, and I watched him pray and give thanks. And then he began to give to his disciples, and they began to give to the crowd. And did you know everybody ate on my lunch that day? And were filled. And then there were leftovers. The disciples picked up 12 baskets full. What has he done? I saw him feed 5,000 and more on 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Wow. Wow. Bartimaeus. What? Bartimaeus? Yeah. Oh, I remember you. Yeah, I was blind sitting by the highway. I heard Jesus coming and I cried out, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Jesus, have mercy upon me. And everybody tried to get me to be quiet. But he came to where I was, and Jesus touched my eyes, and now I see. You ask me, what has he done? And I tell you, he opened my blind eyes. Oh, I could tell you, folks, I see the line forming. I think I see Lazarus. I see a wedding party. I see a, a widow of Nain with her son. I see a short guy. I think it might be Zacchaeus. I see the maniac of Gadara with his family. I see the man who used to lay by the pool of Bethesda. I see a leper who was healed of his leprosy. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. What has he done for you? Do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear? Do you have legs that you can walk? Do you have a home that you live in? Do you have clothes that you can wear? Do you have a healthy mind that you can think and reason? Do you have a healthy body? Do you have food in the cupboard? Do you have a vehicle to carry around in? Do you have a church to attend? Do you have a friend that cares about you? Do you have a Bible that you can read and study? Do you have a Holy Spirit that indwells you? Then to God be the glory. Great things He hath done. You're breathing His air. You're walking on His earth. You're drinking His water. God is good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I see another man here. Yes, sir. Yeah, my name is Nicodemus. Oh, I was religious. I was a Pharisee, but I knew I was missing something. And I'd heard about Jesus. I went at night secretly, and he looked at me and told me I had to be born again. I didn't quite understand what he meant at first, but then I understand he didn't mean be born physically again. He meant a spiritual birth. And he told me that day that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I believed in Jesus that day as my Savior and received everlasting life. Well, here comes a woman, and looks like she's got a water pot with her. Yes. Oh, the woman at the well. Well, I'd never been a churchgoer. I had a lot wrong in my life. I lived a very immoral life. But I went down to draw water from the well, and I kind of wanted to go in the middle of the day when no one would be there, but, of course, Jesus was there. And he seemed to know all about me. And he told me he could give me some water that if I drink, I'd never thirst again. Well, I received Jesus as my Savior that day, and I'm going to testify to you, I never have thirsted again. What has he done? He's forgiven my sins, and he saved my soul. Oh, time doesn't allow us to hear from Lazarus and Matthew and the maniac and Mary and Martha and Zacchaeus and the man at the pool of Bethesda and the maniac of Gadara and the leper. But let me ask you today, radio listener, what has he done for you? Has he forgiven you? Has he saved you? If not, why don't you let him do something for you today? He will forgive your sin. He will save you. He will give you the gift of eternal life. I'll be honest, I never want to get over what he's done for me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He hath done great things. He hath done great things. He hath done great things. He's so good to me. What's he done for you? Have a wonderful Monday, everybody. I look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.